What happened here?
He stepped through the open front door behind her. But before she could answer, he saw Parks still seated beneath the window ledge, his head lolled back against a long smear of blood and brain matter down the wall.
Jesus, what's this, a lover's quarrel?
A stray bullet. We were standing there, a burst of shots rang out. Some bullets hit the house, one came through the window and hit in his forehead, killed him.
She managed to look sad, but not a lot, and not for long.
I see.
Dylan noted there was broken glass out in the mud, but none on the floor inside. He only needed a brief glance to realize the bullet hole in Park's forehead was an exit wound. But he would let it pass, for the time being anyway.
You'll still take Donnie and me out of here, won't you?
Well, it depends. Parks was gonna tell me all about this place, about Volkov.
He let the hammer down on the .45 and stuck the wet gun down behind his belt.
I can tell you everything he could, even more. Please don't leave my daughter and me here.
We'll see.
Before the woman could make a move to stop him, he reached out and raised her poncho over her head.
Let's get you out of that wet thing before you drown.
She almost thanked him, until she realized that as he took off the poncho, he raised the Makarov and held on to it.
You don't have to be afraid of me.
I'm not.
He jiggled the gun in his hand. He gave a nod toward Parks.
Has your boyfriend got any dry clothes I can borrow?
I think so. I will go see. Maybe you can make us some coffee while I look?
Dylan didn't answer, but he stayed right beside her as she started for the bedroom.
Let's both go see.
She gave him a curious look. He responded with a thin trace of a smile, guiding her along by the arm.
Call it something we can do together.